Kurt Weiss. He's with the Department of Technology Management and Budget. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The Fitch ratings came out yesterday. I didn't know anything about the Fitch ratings until I went online and saw that they were a worldwide entity that offers ratings. But they came out and they revised the state of Michigan's rating outlook for all bonds from positive to stable. Are too positive from stable. Fitch has also affirmed Michigan's general obligation credit rating, I believe, is that AA-?
That is correct.
All right. Well, what does all this mean?
Well, it's good news for the state because it means that an outside entity, like you said, somebody from New York who follows this stuff all the time, has said that Michigan's moving in the right direction and the outlook is positive. We haven't had that here in the state in a long time, and you know, I think it says a lot for the budget that's been put together. There were some hard choices made in that budget. It says a lot for the new tax plan, and I think the rating agencies are taking note.
Well, in its announcement, Fitch noted, and we're going to have a Fitch person on the program at 8:54 this morning. The positive outlook reflects prudent budgeting and efforts to grow reserve levels in the context of an economy beginning to slowly rebound. Do you think this is some justification to all those naysayers who said we were cutting too much too fast?
Well, you know, we know it was a tough budget, Tony. I mean, we knew when we put the budget together that there were some tough decisions to make. So, you know, we knew the budget wasn't going to make everyone happy. But we also knew, and Budget Director Nixon has spoken to this, we knew that in order to get Michigan back on solid financial footing, that we needed to get the budget into structural balance. In other words, for the long term, make sure that we had a budget that wasn't, where the expenditures matched the revenues. And that's what we did, and I think Fitch took note, and, you know, we're hoping there's two other rating agencies, Moody's and S&P, and, you know, we're hoping that as time goes by, they'll take note as well.
In June, the governor and the state budget director, John Nixon, and the state treasurer, Andy Dillon, went to New York to upstate Wall Street to the rating agencies, and they sat down and talked with them and wanted to make sure they communicated that the state, its budget and revenue picture were on the upswing, and they needed to take a look at this, and apparently they did.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you're not going to see these people with meetings. I'll tell you that. These are experts. They follow the economy. They follow Michigan very closely. So the purpose of that meeting was really just to share what we had done with our budget, make sure they were aware of what we were doing, you know, and then their analysts and their experts there, they make the call. So the purpose of that meeting was really just to share what we've done and you know, the good news is they did like what we're doing.
So we're at AA-. Obviously, we want to get to that AAA credit rating. Fitch had mentioned that continued positive moves with our budget, and also employing more folks could keep that rating increasing.
Yeah. There's a lot of factors, as you know, that go into a rating like that, but. But certainly, you know, employment factors, you know, we certainly are following what's going on at the federal level, too, right now, Tony, with this whole debt ceiling mess that we've got going on. So, you know, there's so many factors that go into what your rating will be. But the good news is that we've taken a step in the right direction.
Thanks so much for coming on the program. Enjoy your weekend.
And thank you, Tony. You too.